I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The following is paid programming.
It's time to talk taxes.
New friends, new opportunities, new partners. EG Tax.
It's Ask the Tax Lady with Esther Gullius and EG Tax on News Radio 930 WBEN. To reach Esther now, call 803-0930, toll free at 1-800-616-9236, and cell calls are free at star 930. And now, live from the WBEN studios, it's Esther Gullius.
Hey, everybody, this is the Tax Lady. And we're here to get you ready for the rest of the tax season. And even if you filed your return, you might even find something that you never knew you could do, and you can amend your tax return. But we're here. I'm Esther Gullius, the Tax Lady from EG Tax, joined in studio with my buddy Chris Fabian. Hey, Christopher.
Hello, Esther.
Hello, Christopher.
And everybody will be glad to know we made it safely back from Mars. Our landing was great.
Last week. If you heard the show last week, you would have known we did it with cell phones. It was really unique.
Yes.
Very unique. Anyway, I'm Esther Gullius, the Tax Lady from EG Tax. We have 31 area offices to serve you. We're open 9 to 9 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday. Our McKinley Mall office is open on Sunday. It's the only office that's open on Sunday. And I know that... we're getting close to Easter, and we want to wish everybody happy Easter, but it feels more like Christmas, right? But every client I had that when it was hot and they were coming in with shorts and stuff, and they would say, we're going to pay.
And this wasn't bad.
It really wasn't.
It's not bad at all.
All right. But we got about 3 weeks left of tax season, and there's a lot of you that haven't filed, and we certainly want to help you. So this is kind of a what if this happens to you segment to give you some things to think about regarding your own tax return. By the way, our phone number here in studio is 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone. You can text us at 716-803-0930. Love to hear what you have to say, because my clients love to just hear what the questions are. Do you ever hear your clients tell you
that? Oh, they love our show. They just love our show, and they just appreciate it, and... You know, it's a great service we do for our
community.
I
hope so. I think so, too. Okay, so what if you owe? I mean, you're maybe looking at your return on the computer, if you've done it yourself, or you're sitting with your accountant, or maybe it's all done, or you're going to do it, and you're afraid you're going to owe. What to do if you owe money? So what do you tell your clients, Chris?
Bury your head in the sand.
No, not really.
No. Pay what you can. And go on a payment plan. I mean, get the return in, first of all.
That's the most important thing, because the big penalty isn't that you didn't pay your taxes. The big penalty is if you didn't file your return.
Right, right.
So that gets up to 25% of the liability quicker than anything. So I had a client the other day that this is interesting. He brought his girlfriend in, and she is self-employed, hasn't filed for 3 years. So, and she makes money, and so I was explaining all the penalties. And the boyfriend who brought her in, I said, so you've gotten your return done. He says, I haven't filed for 2 years. So if you're in kind of that kind of a mess, we will help you straighten it up.
Right, right, right. I just told somebody during the week, I said, you're not in a kayak, you know, because they were panicking. They thought that, you know, I'm getting nervous. This, I said, you're not in a kayak. You're not by yourself. You're on a massive cruise ship.
Right.
There's
and we will help you.
Of other people in the same boat, and we will help.
And, you know, there's so many things you can do if you owe money. First of all, the IRS will let you make payments.
Yes.
They're going to charge you interest like a bank, but it's lower interest rate than the bank is charging many times, right?
Yep.
And the second thing is if you have liquidity, like you have a savings account and you can pay the liability, pay it.
Right, right. Find a way if you can and
pay
get it done.
Right. And you know, looking at HELOC loans, home equity credit lines, that's another way to pay it easily. Borrow your money from the 401k plan at work and pay yourself back.
Yep.
I mean, those are things that you can do because once you get it paid, you'll be thrilled.
Yes, yes.
Well, maybe you won't be thrilled, but you'll be thrilleder.
You'll be happy that it's paid off.
Than before.
But then correct the situation so it doesn't happen
again. That's the next point. So, and the situation would be, did you under withhold? I had somebody yesterday who made $55,000 on a W-2. They took $200 in taxes. And she says, oh my God, I didn't know. Because you get these net deposits into your checking account and you don't know what withholding they're doing. So we talked about that she needed to go back to her employer, change her W-4 so that she is having something taken out. And just because you go into payroll and you've changed it, do they always do the work?
No.
You have to make sure there's a decrease in your take-home pay and ask for a copy of the accounting so that you know what's happening. Right?
Right, right.
Okay, let us go to the phones. Again, I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady, 803-0930, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, text us at 716-803-0930. We got Mike. Hey, Mr. Mike, how can we help you?
Hi, my wife and I had owned a home in Florida and we sold it last year, but we bought another home. It's a second home. We resided in New York State during probably half a year. And we sold the home in Florida, but bought another home in South Carolina. Is there any way that I can defer the capital gains on the sale of the home in Florida?
All right. Now, first of all, we talked before the sale was finalized, there might have been a way around it if it was investment property. But once the deal has closed, you can't do a 1031 exchange. So you're going to end up owing taxes on that property in Florida. And if you're a New York State resident, which it sounds like you are, you're going to also pay taxes in New York State on that sale.
And there's no other way to get around it?
The only way to get around it was to do a 1031 exchange if it was investment property. But if it was just personal use property, you couldn't even do a 1031. But a second home that you bought for investment might have qualified. But once the deal is done, there is no way to get around it. Many, many, many years ago, they used to have a deal where if you sold your personal residence and bought another one, that you could defer the gain. That's 30 years ago. That's not the case. And anyway, it's not your personal residence. It was a second home.
So that 1031 doesn't even apply.
No, unfortunately.
30 years ago, it would have worked, but now, well, and no, and this is not your primary home. This is a secondary home, so it wouldn't work then either.
Right. But when you consider,
I'm sorry for the bad news, but that's and anyway, have you taken a look at how much money you made off this house in Florida?
Yes.
So it was a substantial gain, right?
Yes, it's a substantial gain over $100,000.
Okay, well, you know that the maximum tax rate on capital assets is a deal. It's only 20%.
Yes, but that's still a lot.
I know, but Mike, there's nothing you can do.
Okay, one last question.
Yeah.
I live in Florida for most of the year, more than half of the year. Would I still be considered a New York resident or a Florida resident?
All right. If you have a closer relationship to Florida than New York, and you probably and you don't have really a permanent residence in New York, and your permanent residence is in Florida, and you change your driver's license, and you vote in Florida, and if they audit you, you can prove that you're really not a New Yorker, you spent more time in Florida than here, then you have a shot at it. But it sounded to me like at the beginning, you were saying that this was a second home, and you guys are kind of on your way to North Carolina, but you were spending more time in New York. You have to make sure you got your ducks in a row.
No, we're originally from New York, but over time, more and more, we're living more in Florida.
But it has to be an intent. Your intent has to be that you are no longer a New York resident. You no longer have a full-time residence here that you maintain all year. You no longer vote here. You no longer have your insurance for your vehicles here. Your cars are registered in Florida. Those are things that people who are wanting to change residence have done.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling, Mike. I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady from EG Tax, 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with your calls and texts on the other side. Hey, to us, you are family. And I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady from EG Tax, and we want to help you to unravel the mysteries of tax law. It kind of is, too, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, it's something. It is,
yeah,
definitely
anyway,
something.
I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady, 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone. We're going to talk to Dan, who's been holding. Thanks for being so patient, Dan.
Yes, I did estimated taxes this year, and the last payment that was due in January, I got about a week late. Is there going to be a penalty or anything on that?
There shouldn't be a penalty, assuming that you didn't do the fourth estimate and blew off the other three. You know, I mean, if you were doing 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and the last one is a week late, I can't think that they're going to penalize you. Do you think, Chris?
It probably depends on if there's still a balance due, right, if there's a refund, how much the refund is, and how much your estimates were, because the 2210 is based upon when it's
timely filed.
Yep.
Right.
So there could be a little penalty, but I'm hoping not.
Right.
Well, before the previous years, I was paying over like $850, $900, and I did like 200, so a total of 800. So I shouldn't owe more than 100 or so.
Well, then, and again, the penalty is based upon owing more than $1,000. But again, the other thing is what they do is they look at when you make those deposits. So they expect it to be in timely increments: April, June, September, and January. So I'm not in the computer room at the IRS, but I would think that if it really was only a week late, that it's not going to be a big thing.
Okay, and also, should I be getting something from them acknowledging the payments, like that I can send in, like with the W-2?
No, your tax return is the vehicle that they use.
Cancel checks.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Dan. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because that was just exactly what I was going to talk about, doing estimates. If you owe money, then, and by the way, I had clients that this year when they, you know, they owed maybe a couple thousand, and I said to them, you know, you guys really ought to change your withholding. You can have 7% or 10%, 12% withheld through your Social Security. You can do withholding when you take money out of your 401ks. And they said, well, we like owing. And I said, you realize you're getting a penalty, because we do the 2210 automatically.
Yeah.
That's an exception to penalty. They said, we're being penalized? How much? Well, this year it's like $30. Are you kidding me? No. Because you can't owe more than $1,000 and not get a penalty. That's the rules of the game.
Yep. I mean, I know people used to say, and now that there is interest again, well, I'm going to make more money on the money myself than if I send it to the government. So I'll pay the $100 penalty and I'll make the money and I'm ahead. So well, it's personal preference, but they got to be aware that of the penalties.
Right. So if you owe more than $1,000, they can penalize you. You should now take steps to make sure that doesn't happen again in 2024. Because they can penalize you. And another way around it is to do like this gentleman Dan was talking about. He did quarterly payments where you can split up your projected liability in four equal installments. But believe me, if you are supposed to do one in September in April, you blow it off and do it in June, they're going to get you for late filing. Right. So you want to make sure that if you got a plan, you stick to it.
Correct.
Anyway, okay, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to talk to John in Pendleton. Hi, John.
Hi, Esther. I have a bit of a unique situation. My wife and I have been separated for several years, but still legally married, and we own a business together, and the marital residence is still owned jointly in our name. And we are about to sell the business and the marital residence, which is all one property. You're going to split the money. And it's going to be a substantial amount that would bump me into, for 1 year, probably the highest tax bracket. I don't know what to do with that money to minimize the amount of taxes I'm going to have to pay on it. Do you have any ideas for how to pay a few taxes on that sale of the business and property as possible?
Was that a personal residence?
It was. It was a personal residence that also had a manufacturing on the same property and a store.
Have you ever? All right, well, first of all, I think I would order an appraisal. I would first order an appraisal, and so that the appraiser would say this percentage is residential, this part is commercial, because you've been depreciating it. I'm assuming. Part of the property that was used for business, right?
The business part has been depreciated, but the overall value of the property is double what we bought it for.
I know, but see, you're going to have to allocate everything.
Right. When did you buy the property?
2010.
So 14 years. So it's half of the
depreciation.
Yeah, it's half depreciated. So.
So you're gonna allocate it like a pie, and that's why. Getting an appraiser in to say this segment of the property that's personal is worth this much. This
right.
part of the property that's business is worth this much. Then when you sell it, let's say you sell it for $1 million and the appraiser said that this part is worth $250,000, then you can peel off that non-depreciated personal portion, and that would be tax-free because you lived there for two out of the last 5 years as your personal residence. Then the balance of everything would be subject to recapture depreciation rules, and that's where the gain would be that would be taxable. But on your personal residence, there won't be any tax liability, but you really need somebody to do a arm's length appraisal so that there's never a problem with the IRS.
Okay. And do you know of an appraisal company that does mixed use properties like that? I've had a hard time finding one, actually.
Gee, one of my clients does that, and I can't think of his name right now, but I may think of it before the end of the show. But right now, I just can't. Think about it, but if you email me, my email address is egtax@hotmail.com. That'll give me time to pull him out of my database.
Thank you very much.
And he's a very reputable, well-known appraiser.
Okay, thank you. I will do that.
All right, thank you. I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady from EG Tax. 803-0930. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone. Text us at 716-803-0930. We got any text?
We do. Lise, got to go down, Lise. Oh, it says, Esther, great show. I want to do a large conversion to a Roth IRA. I read that I can wait till next year to pay. I want to pay with after-tax funds. Am I required to send when I convert? I estimate tax due around $60,000.
Okay, so here's the deal. The IRS has something called, like, it's a 2210 is the accepted penalty. If you pay in as much in 2024 as you had in liability in 2023, then you're going to get an exception to penalty. And if you, let's say this year's tax liability was 8 and next year your liability you're projecting is 60, you want to make sure you paid in 8 because then you won't be penalized.
Right. And then I would say too, don't do it till you sit down and talk to a tax person, because this, I mean, conversion, Roth sound great. You know,
they always,
it's tax-free
right.
later on. Yes, it's tax-free because you're paying the tax now.
Now.
But if you're going in the 24-32% bracket because of this conversion, and you're only going to be in the 12% when you are 73, it wouldn't be a smart move because you're paying in all this extra taxes. So,
or let's say that your married filing a joint return and your standard deduction is like $32,000, $30,500. And you have no other pension plan except for this $60,000 Roth. You're never going to pay taxes on it at all. So what you're going to do is pay the taxes now while you're living, and you may never pay taxes
right.
at all.
And depending on your age.
And that's why you need to talk to not your financial person, but a tax person.
Right. And not to mention your age, if you're over 65 and you're on Medicare, this conversion of that
right.
size,
absolutely.
Your Medicare is going to cost you an
absolutely.
Extra $500
and
a month.
And your STAR program.
And your STAR, your
exemption.
Enhanced STAR.
So believe me, there are people doing Roth conversions that, thank God, they're never going to know what's going to happen because after they die. But it's true, their estate won't pick it up, but if you do it systematically, you might not have to ever pay taxes and you get the benefit up front.
Right, right, right. And another one, question on tax impact for life estate sale of home. We have three children created for my father's home. He passed away in fall of 23. We sold the home and closed in December of 23. Home sold for $400,000. I'm assuming the market value for capital gains is $400,000. Do I have a 2023 tax impact? If so, what form needs to be completed?
Well, we got like a half a second to answer yeah. that. If it really is worth, if it was a life estate and they passed away and it was worth $400,000, selling for $400,000, you don't have a taxable event.
No, you just got to still do a Schedule D and
right.
an 8949,
absolutely.
But no tax.
Right. Anyway, I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady from EG Tax, 8030930, 8030930, star 9 and a cell phone. We're going to break for news. We'll be back on the other side. Hey, my family. This is Esther Gullius from EG Tax. I'm joined in studio with Christopher Fabian, and we want to help. And we love you, right?
Yes, we do.
And we don't want you to
overpay.
We don't want
much.
You to shoot yourself in the foot. Okay, Tom from Batavia has been waiting. Hey, Tom. Hello, Tom.
I think I'm in a little bit of a predicament. I've had a rental property with a relative for about 20 years. Along the way, he got into some tax trouble, and it looks like there's tax warrants filed in our county against real property. So if I were to sell that property, are they going to take all of it or just half of it? Or?
Well, are you on the title and the deed? And is
yeah,
it
we're both on the deed.
I think you got to go talk to an attorney, number one. Number two, will your relative make good on the debt?
No, he doesn't have the ability to. He's going to owe that money to the government.
So, you know, this kind of is a really, I feel bad for you, Tom, but this is a really good lesson. Whenever you get into bed with somebody, you have to understand that whatever they have, you're probably going to catch. So it's a problem. I would go talk to an attorney. He may talk about maybe going after your relative. They have no assets, no house or anything that they could mortgage?
Nothing. A complete collapse and really no.
Well, then probably you'll end up losing that. I mean, this is my assumption that in this sale you're going to forfeit that money. Probably.
Yeah,
he talk to an attorney.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, it's just whenever you do a partnership, it's remarkable. I when I'm talking to people, they're doing a partnership. When they're starting the partnership, it's like they just got married. Everybody's so happy. And I say to them, now we have to do a buy-sell agreement, okay? Because in the event one of you guys want to get out, you got to know how you're going to get out. Oh, no, we are going to do... I'm going to tell you, when you have a partnership, like in a marriage, it can be a problem. So you want to make sure that whenever you let somebody, even if it's your kids, maybe especially if it's your kids, you want to make sure that you understand that if you put them on the title or deed or you're going into business with them, you can end up footing the bill. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
What do we got here?
Why don't we go to Dave in Kenmore?
All right. Hi, Dave in Kenmore.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I have a quick question. I recently took out a large distribution from my thrift sale. I worked for the post office, and I took out a large distribution, $100,000, from my thrift saving plan, and I realized it's all pre-tax. Well, now as I file my taxes, they took out 20% for federal. They took out nothing for state. And mm-hmm. It ends up I got to pay a lot of money. I'm just wondering if I'm missing anything. Is there any way that distribution is not all 100% taxable?
Well, on the federal, unfortunately, it is 100% taxable. On New York State, because it is a thrift plan that you did while through the post office, it is tax-free on New York State.
So you should be dancing, Dave.
See, now I use one of those tax programs, like those, the software, and it didn't show that it was tax-free.
See, but that's why you should come to see us, because we would have backed it off. Did you send it in already?
No. Well, put it this way. I filed my federal. I didn't send the money in yet, because I still owed money on that, even though they took out 20%.
But did you file the state as well?
I didn't file the state yet.
All right, so you can just back off the distribution on New York State because federal, state, and municipal pension funds are completely tax-free on the state return.
Well, I know my pension is tax-free, but this is the thrift saving. Like, you put money in as you go along, and it's not taxed while you're working.
It's considered grandfathered into the government pension plan for New York State for subtraction purposes, yes.
Okay. So what do you think? I should come into the office?
Well, I mean, we would love to serve you. Our phone number is 632-7886 here, 632-7886. You can go to our website at egtax.com. We're happy to help you.
Hang on one second. I'm just...
And when you're coming in, bring that federal return, because maybe we can pull a rabbit out of the hat there, too.
Okay. So,
are you still working, Dave?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired. You had no wages last year?
No.
Okay.
I'm used to pension. That's it.
All right. So we're happy to help.
So 632-7886.
Okay. Now. All right. Do I call this to make an appointment for the nearest office?
Yeah, make an appointment, and our staff will take care of you.
Kenmore? Yeah, our corporate office is right on Colvin in Tonawanda.
1890 Colvin.
Okay. So call first, though? Just make an appointment?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Call first.
I mean, you can walk in, but we're waiting for you if you make the appointment.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to help.
Yep.
All right, I'm Esther Golias, the tax lady from EG Tax, 803-0930, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone. We got another text.
Yeah, I think someone was trying to help with the Roth conversion, too, saying, you may not have to pay tax on the IRA anyways.
Right.
Unfortunately, you may end up going into a memory care or a nursing home, and they'll take the money, and you get to use that as an expense.
Yeah. There are... a lot of people that are going to benefit by a Roth, no doubt about it. But there, in my opinion, there's probably more people that aren't going to benefit for a Roth, because you give up the deduction now and you don't have any other pension plan available, and you're paying the taxes now, and if you do the conversion, and you would have never paid the taxes had you taken it out systematically.
Correct.
I mean, why do you think when they just changed the tax law on catch-up conversions on highly compensated people, they just said you must use a Roth for your catch-up provision? The federal government knows that they'd like the money up front.
Right.
Anyway, let's go back to who are we doing right now? Mike?
Yep.
Hi, Mike. How can we help you?
Hi, Esther. Next year, I'm going to have to start taking my RMDs because I'm going to be of that age. And I also work part-time. My question is, can I continue to put in money for an IRA as long as I'm working, and also a spousal IRA?
You sure can. So on the left-hand side, you might have to take out 1/127th of your IRAs, okay? Because that's a required minimum distribution. And so let's say that you have to take out $2,700. But on the right-hand side, you can put $8,000 into, provided you have $8,000 in wages, because that's how much the IRA is going to be this year. You can put $8,000 in an IRA. So you got $2,300 or $2,400 on the left-hand side, $8,000 on the right-hand side, plus you might qualify for the pension savers credit, which is another, can be another $200, maybe $1,000. So you're going to do much better by keeping the game going back and forth.
Okay, so keep working and put in the IRA.
That's right, because, you know, when you rest, you rust.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. That was on my mother's refrigerator. She had a magnet. If you rest, you rust. And she was absolutely right.
Yep. Old Nini.
All right, let's go. Let's see. What do we got here?
Jim in Buffalo.
Hi, Jim. How can we help you?
Hi, Esther.
Hey.
Hi. I'm calling about a Social Security disability. I was collecting Social Security disability. My daughter also collected Social Security disability. The mother was the payee. Now, when she turned 18, she said that she didn't set an account to the side. Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
We heard you.
But what's the question, Jim?
The question is, the mother being the payee on a Social Security disability, and she's telling me that there's no funds. She never puts funds aside for my daughter.
You mean she's stealing the money?
Exactly.
Okay. I can't. I do taxes. I'm not a law person. I can tell you what you need to do. I think you need to change the payee if you can.
It stopped paying when she was 18 years old. She was collecting.
Oh, that's right.
So,
but she's okay, because she's on SSD, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Jim, because, I it's not a tax problem.
Okay.
Except that if she stole the money, it's a problem that you might want to talk to law enforcement about. But, you know,
I mean, if she's named as payee in care of my daughter, and now there's no funds, where do I go?
Well, it's not a tax problem, number one. Number two, because if the funds were really sent from the Social Security Administration, they did their part. What you need to do is you
ask
might,
for accounting of all the records of the money.
Right. I mean, you don't sound like you're a real wealthy guy, so I don't know if you can afford an attorney. An attorney might be able to do a litigation, but all of that costs money.
Okay. Why don't I sound wealthy?
Because you said that you were on Social Security disability.
Well, I also, that's regardless. Okay, I'm not wealthy. I'll go with that.
I'm trying to give you advice that I think that you can afford. I mean, attorneys don't work cheap, you know?
But
I guess I start off at the police station and see what they say.
Okay. She is responsible for paying. If she was a payee and there's no money in the account, she is going to be held responsible for making this account whole again.
You know, the other thing is the district attorney in Buffalo. They have a district attorney that specializes in financial crimes. You might want to give him a call, too.
Esther, thanks for your help. I just wanted to run it past you because this is all coming to light. And when there's nothing there, when there's
I know, it's very frustrating.
Of course it is.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Esther.
All right. Bye-bye. You know, we got to take a break. But I wanted to say this. There is the district attorney dealing with financial crimes might be able to help them, right? And then again, the ladies could say, I spent it on my daughter.
Right, right. She would have to prove it.
Right. Anyway, I'm Esther Gulyas, the tax lady. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Dennis and Jerry and your calls after the break. Hey, family, this is Esther Gulyas, the tax lady from EG Tax with Christopher Fabian. We want to help you. You want to give us a call, 803-0930, *9 on cell phone. I know we got a couple calls that have been waiting, but quickly, if you have a big liability and you can't pay, another option is to do an offer and compromise, and we also do that. Offers and compromises where you basically say to the IRS, please don't garnish whatever money I got. Maybe I got Social Security. The bottom line is I don't have any money. And if you can prove that, and that's part of what we do, is we prove that you don't have the ability to pay, the IRS many times will take a very, very small percentage of the money that you actually owe them. Right?
Right, right, right. But they do look at your retirement accounts. They look if you own a home, what's your equity in the home.
But there are people that are absolutely backed against the wall, don't know what to do. They're having their wages garnished, or from Social Security they're taking payments. And if you did an offer and compromise, you can get rid of it.
Correct.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We got Dennis. Hi, Den.
Esther?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to thank you and Chris for the great job you're doing. And the staff you have at your office on Colvin, they're all great people.
That is true. They are great people.
We came in, my sister, she's 83 years old. We came in and had our taxes done by Tony with an I.
Yep.
She did. She's fantastic. Basically, we were waiting for the return. We never got it. I got this letter in the mail. My sister got the letter in the mail. It says notice 5071C, notice date March 11th, 2024, form 1040, tax year. We're supposed to call this number, and every time I call it, they say they're swamped with calls. They can't handle us.
I know. It's so terrible. It's the IRS verifying that you're you. But and they won't issue the refund till you verify. And so if you take a look at it, it's kind of a catch-22. They won't give you the money till you verify, and they can't answer the phone because they're so swamped. All I can say is for my clients that want help, if you give us 3 weeks, what we will do after that, we would sit down with you and call the IRS to try to get this resolved. But just keep trying, Dennis.
Or There should be an option for online too
if you want to try
to do it online.
We're 80 years old. We don't have computers.
Well, that's why.
That's all right.
That's why we thought if everybody could wait for like 3 weeks, then we'll come in and do it online, and it definitely will get through then.
So I'm from this date. Wait for 3 weeks. And then call
after
you
April
the
15th.
If you can't
April
get
15th,
through.
Yeah, give us a couple weeks, and then we'll start making appointments to do the request for the IRS to verify who you are.
Oh, Esther, thank you so much. It's going to make us a lot easier. You know, when you get older, 80 years old, you know, you start, what the hell? I didn't do nothing wrong with the IRS. I served my country.
See, what's happening, Dennis, the whole world is trying to steal everything. People are trying to steal bank accounts. People are trying to steal identities. And so this is the IRS's way of saying, we're going to verify that this is really Dennis in Cheektowaga. And so it's... You know, they're pandering to the lowest common denominator, and there's nothing you can do because they're trying to get a handle on the fraud being perpetrated on the tax system. So We will help you as soon as tax season's over. Okay, Den?
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you guys.
Thank you, Dennis.
God bless.
Yeah. Okay, and let's go to Jerry in Lewiston. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Esther. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. By the way, we are customers of yours. You've been doing our taxes for the last few years, and we're very satisfied with what's
going on.
So I want to compliment your staff on Military Road.
Oh, we have great staff there, too. We have just great people all over. We're so blessed to have such a wonderful staff. But how can we help you, Jerry?
Well, that's good. We appreciate that, too. My question concerns my monthly distribution from 401k investment.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, there's a minimum that you have to take out after you reach a certain age, and we've reached that age. But it's short. So at the end of the year, I usually take out a lump sum from my investments to make up the difference. And if I do that from my investment firm, they can take the taxes out for me, which I think would be like 30%. So my question is, am I better off having them take the taxes out or to do what we've been doing for the last few years, which is to just add that amount that we've withdrawn to our normal taxes and pay taxes that way?
I'm okay. So you're not doing estimated payments though, right, Jerry?
No.
Okay. So you're saying the shortfall that you, from your RMD, you just kind of tack it on at the end of the year, or you want to tack it on at the end of the year, or you want to tack it on to the ones that you've been doing all year? I'm kind of missing what you're saying.
Okay, we do take it out at the end of the year, and then we just add it to,
Is this a qualified retirement plan or a regular stock portfolio you're talking about? You pull the extra money out of
it. It's just a regular stock portfolio.
Oh, well, that doesn't qualify, Jerry. It's all got to come out of a pension annuity or IRA. You can't make up the shortfall by taking it out of out of your investment.
I think he means shortfall.
I might have misunderstood you. It is like an IRA.
Oh, okay. Whatever vehicle you take it out of, as long as you did the required minimum distribution for your IRAs, your annuities, and your pensions, each in its own little bucket, then you're good to go.
Well, I know that, but my question is, am I better off having my investment firm take the taxes out when I make the withdrawal?
I think so. Like, for instance, I just dealt with one of my clients today who's a retired doctor, and they had been paying estimates for years. But now that they're retired, they can take money out of their 1099-R form, out of their Social Security, and they don't have to mess around with making estimates. So whatever you want to do, it's up to you. There is no better way. You got to pay them no matter what. And it's got to be done timely. When you take the distribution, you should take out the money.
No, I know that I have to pay either way. It doesn't matter.
Right. But there is no benefit. I mean, you're taking it out, take out the money that you owe the IRS.
Yeah,
it's going to cover your obligation.
No, I'm not worried about covering my obligation. My question really is, am I better off having my investments firm? Well, let me put it this way in numbers. At the end of the year, I take out $2,024 to make up the shortfall. If I do that and I have them take the taxes out of that $2,000, they will hold 30%.
Out in the laundry. But Jerry, then 2 months later, you do your tax return, you add up all of your withholding. If you over withheld, then they're going to give you a refund. So if you're just saying you don't want them to take the 30% out, you can direct what they take out. You don't have to have them take out 30%.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. They haven't been taking it out, and I just take my $2,000 out and then just add it in April to the rest of my income, but then I'm not paying 30% on that $2,000.
Right, and then you'll get back any overage. You get back any overage as a refund.
Okay, well, first of all, let me say I kind of do it. I never get a refund. I pay every year because I don't like making government
free loans. Okay, well, then you certainly want to get the money in so you don't be so you're not penalized. So there is no great benefit, Jerry.
Okay, well.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for your help.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I don't know if I got what Jerry was saying or not.
But he could also, if it's a shortfall for his RMD, he could take it and do it's going to be very confusing with his RMD, do a QCD.
He could. You could do a charitable rollover.
Right, and therefore the money's not taxable, right. So that could help.
And that's
without
a great tool for those of you that are charitable in your giving every year. When you have to do your RMD on an IRA, IMD from the IRA, up to $100,000, you can do a charitable rollover, and that makes it not taxable at all. So right. That's another thing you can do. Anyway, I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady from EG Tax. Our corporate headquarters is located at 1890 Colvin. Our phone number, 632-7886. You can go online to our website at egtax.com. We want to help you. This time of year can be very stressful because you're trying to pull money from different sources. The important thing is the failure to file penalty accumulates at 5% per month until it gets to 25%. That's a big number, plus the interest on the balance due. So you want to make sure you get that return in, and we will help you. Filing an extension, does it extend the time to pay, Chris?
No.
Nope. So if you think you're filing an extension because it's going to extend the time to pay, it doesn't. All it does is it extends the time to get the paperwork in. That's it. The money is due April the 15th.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to help you. So until next week, I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady from EG Tax, Christopher Fabian, my buddy and son-in-law, right?
Yep.
Poor Chris. Think poor Chris. He never gets away from me. Anyway, if you need us, give us a call during the week. Go to egtax.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all your questions. Talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.